News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A new threat of higher electricity bills has emerged after the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities has approved a rise in network charges. Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at Bonkers.ie, joins us. Dara, what is this rise in network charges about?
Good morning, Shane. Well, it is to help finance the investment that's needed in the grid over the coming years. Big investment is needed in the electricity grid to help us cope with a rapidly growing population, the increase in the number of data centres, and also the wider decarbonisation of the economy. So we've planned to install loads of heat pumps and electric cars, and they all run on electricity. And unfortunately, that is going to cost money in terms of investment in the grid. And the energy regulator, the CRU, has approved a hike in investment that adds around 30 euro a year to people's bills. It's not a huge amount of money, but last year, it approved a hike in fees for investment in the grid that added up to just over 100 euro a year. So it's, you know, it's 130 euro just in the space of 2 years. Next year, it's likely to increase these fees again. And ultimately, it is bill payers, Shane, and it's us as consumers that pay for this. And it's coming at a time when energy prices still remain very, very high, and when also wholesale costs remain very, very high as well. So we've kind of a double whammy. We've high wholesale costs and also, you know, pressure on these grid fee costs as well.
And I suppose you could say triple whammy, because we won't have those energy credits this year, the 225 euro credits that were given the last couple of years.
That is true. The government has been adamant for the past few weeks that there aren't going to be more energy credits this year. Now, they say a week is a long time in politics, so we'll see what happens when Budget Day comes around.
And presumably they have to stop them at some point. We can't keep them going forever.
Yes, you are right. And just when you just listen to the previous segment there, the threats to the Irish economy at the moment, and also as well, billions of investment, as I've said, is needed in the grid. And you could say, look, what's the point in giving everyone credits of a few hundred euro if then we're just going to all pay for it anyway, in terms of having to pay these grid fees? But the government has been adamant that there isn't going to be more energy credits, which means that this year, regardless, Shane, if what happens to energy prices or electricity prices, everyone is down 250 euro compared to last year. And that potentially could go back up to 13.5% from 9%. I'm hoping it won't. But then also, as a result of these increase in grid fees, we could see prices also begin to increase, because just on Monday, Flowgas announced a price increase of around 7%, blaming an increase in these fees for the price increase. And in April, SSE Electricity announced a price increase as well. For now, Electric Ireland, Energia, Bord Gáis Energy, so the main energy players, haven't announced recent price increases, but I do wonder how long that is going to be the case.
I know I've asked you this on the show before, Dara. Are we out of sync with the rest of Europe? And if so, why?
Yeah, we are out of sync, and we have been for years. Our electricity prices are around maybe the second or the third highest in all of Europe. We're kind of only beaten by Germany these days, believe it or not. And actually, when you look at the net price of electricity here, Shane, so that's before the government has added on taxes and charges, our electricity costs are way out of kilter. It's only that the government doesn't actually tax us a huge amount on energy, believe it or not, that our prices remain relatively competitive. Look, there's a whole host of different reasons, Shane. We rely on gas still to produce a lot of our energy. That's very, very expensive at the moment. We have a weakly connected grid still, so we can't import and export a lot of electricity with other countries where it might be cheaper. And we also have a dispersed population as well. We have a lot of one-off homes. And because of that, actually, which kind of ties back to the original point, because we have so much one-off homes, we need to pay way more grid fees in this country than we do in other countries, because the size of the network here, so the size of, you know, the wires, the pylons, the length of those is around 2 to 3 times what it is in the UK, for example, on a per capita basis. And this means that, you know, the costs for the investment in the grid here are way, way higher. Around a third of the price you pay for electricity in Ireland is made up actually in grid fees. None of those issues look like changing anytime soon, unfortunately. If the price of gas, though, were to reduce, if there was to be some type of peace agreement with Ukraine and Russia, we might see gas prices reduce, which might put a bit of downward pressure on our electricity prices, but I can't see that happening anytime soon. The only pressure I can see on prices, unfortunately, is upward pressure.
Dara Cassidy, Head of Communications at Bonkers.ie, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.